if I have any message to any of you who write, it's that you cannot sit calmly repeating yourself. And the hard thing about that is oftentimes when you change, the new poems, the adventurous poems, may be less successful than the evolved poems of another mode. So you have to be willing to set aside that degree of finish, mm-hmm. that degree of polish, for something that might seem to you more primitive. Now, not all such transitions work that way. Occasionally you will discover a new kind of language that will seem very clearly to you in advance. But oftentimes it won't happen that way. Oftentimes what will happen is that you will find yourself writing less accomplished poems. And you have to be willing to do that, because there's no other choice. You can't go on writing poems in those rehearsed ways. I remember there was a review of my first book once, and the writer of the review, which was mildly favorable, said, and I think what we can expect from Louise Glick in the future is, colon, and it was poems even more intensely personal and so on. I was outraged that anyone should think that it was so clear what could be expected. That review had a great deal to do with shaping the book that followed, because I was absolutely determined to violate that expectation. So I think that's useful. I think that as soon as an expectation begins to form around your work, either on your part or on the part of readers, you must do your best not to gratify it. Mm-hmm.